بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشعار فاضلة الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت تبرين دون هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصر نور الله مركده حضرت کا کلام ہے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں زناد شریف تشریف درشی فی اللہ وصلی علیہ سیدہ محمد مصر رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے سارے عالم میں پھر کے یا رب سارے عالم میں پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے تیرا درد محبت سنائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذتِ دو جہاں بھول جائے، لذتِ قرب پا کر تری ہم، لذتِ دو جہاں بھول جائے، در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر، در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر، اہل درد محبت کو پائے، اہل درد محبت کو پائے، رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد، کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے، کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمده و نصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، اس بیوٹیفل نعت شریف آف اور دادا شیخ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، اینڈ بیوٹیفلی رینڈرڈ بائی بھائی اعجاز، دا ٹائٹل آف دس پوم از رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آئے، دیٹ وین ول مائی دعاز، وین ول مائی کرائز برنگ کلر، وین ول مائی دعاز شو افیکٹ، وین ول اٹ بی ایکسپٹڈ، رنگ لائے گی کب میری آئے، وین ول مائی دعاز شو افیکٹ اینڈ شو کلر، پھر مدینہ کی جانب جائے، when this dua will be accepted, then we will go towards Madinatul Munawwara. A person, wherever he is in the world, whichever corner of the world he might be in, whatever nationality he might be, but we find every mu'min, every believer, his heart is connected to Madinatul Munawwara. Every person is connected to the Haram of Makkah Sharif. Every person desires, when will I go to Madinatul Munawwara? When will this dua of mine be accepted? And not only that I must go to Madinatul Munawwara, but every person desires that I must also pass away in Madinatul Munawwara. My qabr must also be in Jannatul Baqi. These are just words that we are saying. Allah Ta'ala give us the reality. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, he used to always make this dua, that Allah grant us death in Madinatul Munawwara. Allah grant us death whilst we are reciting Durood Sharif upon Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. And let our qabr also be in Jannatul Baqi. So when the winds of rahmat will blow, then we may also be forgiven. So one person used to come to Hazrat Maulana and always tell Hazrat Maulana that whenever you make this dua, I say Ameen. I also want to pass away in Madinatul Munawwara. So on one occasion they were in Madina Sharif. So while they were in Madina Sharif, Hazrat Maulana told him, come here to the Rauza Mubarak. When he came, he said, today let's we both make dua together, that today Allah Ta'ala sends down one farishta and here our ruh is taken away. So at that time the person said, Maulana, I still got some work to sort out. Let me go and sort that out, then we can make this dua. So here Allah Ta'ala give us the reality. We're making this dua, Allah Ta'ala give us reality. It's mentioned in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, that a person that makes this dua, or a person that gets this opportunity of passing away in Madinatul Munawwara, he'll get the special intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One is the arm intercession, the general intercession which everyone enjoys. But the man that passed away there, he gets the special intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to make this dua, Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Wallah grant me shahadat, wallah grant me martyrdom in your path. Waj'al mawti fi baladi rasulik sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And wallah grant me death in the town of your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How Allah Ta'ala accepted that dua? Not only did Umar radiallahu ta'ala pass away in Madinatul Munawwara, but he's the neighbor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He's lying next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We also can gain this intercession. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said, من زارني بعد وفاتي فكأنما زارني في حياتي. That a person that comes and visits me after I have left this world, it is as though whilst I am living he has come and he has visited me. And Hazrat beautifully explains this. He said that how fortunate we are that the people, the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they believe where is the qabr of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Some say near Palestine, some say another location, but nobody knows with certainty where is the qabr of Musa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Christian, what do they say? Some of them say that he has been crucified. We know the reality. Allah Ta'ala has raised Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, 100% with certainty we know where is our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And we are standing just a few meters away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. When we are sending durood and salawat, we are saying as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is 100% alive and he's responding to us as well. So this is a great fortune that we have. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam mentioned, man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati. A man that visits my qabr, my shafa'at, my intercession is for such a person. So here a person makes this dua that when will my dua be accepted, that I also gain the good fortune of going to Madinah al-Munawwarah. Allah Ta'ala take us again and again. Jab nazar aaye wo sabze gumbat keh ke salli ala jum jaye. When the sabze gumbat, when the green dome, it comes in front of us, then at that time we will say salli ala and go in the state of ecstasy. Such enjoyment, we will forget everything reciting durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mawlana Thami rahmatullah alayhi says that a person when he comes to Madinatul Munawwara, he is still at a distance. He just starts seeing the buildings of Madinatul Munawwara. He just starts seeing the streets of Madinatul Munawwara. Then from his distance, he says, start sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Excessively send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is mentioned Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he has so much of love for Madinatul Munawwara that it is mentioned when Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam used to be outside Medina, he had undertaken perhaps a journey and he is returning to Madinatul Munawwara. As he is coming closer to Madinatul Munawwara, he would increase the speed of that animal also. That quickly desirous, when can I enter into Madinatul Munawwara? So when a person goes to Madinatul Munawwara, when he sees the green dome, now in ecstasy he starts sending durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. Our Hazrat explained regarding Hazrat Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullahi alayhi as well. On one occasion he was sitting there and he is looking at the green dome. Somebody asked him that, Hazrat, what are you looking at? He says, I'm looking at the flights that are coming in. So he said, Hazrat, there's no airport over here. What flights are you talking about? So he says, I'm looking at the flights of the Malaika. The Durood Sharif that the Ummatis are reciting throughout the four corners of the world, it has been transferred here to Madinatul Munawwara. Those are the flights that I'm looking at. Jab huzuri ka alam ata ho inko afsanae gham sunaye. That when we will be blessed with presence in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we come to the Rozae Mubarak in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will now express before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will tell him the stories of our grief. That what stories we have. One is we will make dua over there, we will send durood and salawat, and thereafter we will express and tell Nabi alayhi salatu. We will tell Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that what is our stories of grief to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Here we don't ask directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is mentioned in the time of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, once there was drought in Madinatul Munawwara. So they came and they complained to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha regarding this drought. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, exactly in line with Rozae Mubarak, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is resting, said, make a little opening over there. There must be no barrier between Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the heavens. It is mentioned the moment this happened, immediately rain started pouring down. So here, whatever problem we have, we go to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we ask through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all our needs also will be fulfilled by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas chupke chupke ye mange duaye. That when a person comes to Madinatul Munawwara, now who desires to go back home? So here a person doesn't want to return to his house, and silently we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yo Allah, keep me in Madinatul Munawwara, let me remain also in Madinatul Munawwara. Hazrat explained that Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, at the end of his life, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed him the opportunity where he got his iqama in Madinatul Munawwara, Hazrat was so happy at that time, he also celebrated. Hazrat explained that when we only know celebration by eating, by feasting. Yes, there are occasions where we will feast also. For example, it is a walima. There we will feed people. That is an occasion of feeding. It is an occasion of aqiqah. A child has been born. This is an occasion of feeding. No problem. But sometimes celebrate by fasting as well. Hazrat was so happy that for 40 days Hazrat had kept his fast. That year Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave me place right next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is a dua we'll make. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep us in Madinatul Munawwara. As it also explains to us beautifully, he says that a person when he goes to Madinatul Munawwara, then we all know we have to come back home, we have to return home as well. But at that time we should tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah, my desire is to stay in Madinatul Munawwara. I don't want to go back from Madinatul Munawwara, but I have to go home. I have to do this work of da'wat and tabligh. I have to continue with the efforts of deen. So because of this effort of deen, that is why I'm leaving Madinatul Munawwara. Otherwise, I also would have never left Madinatul Munawwara. It is like, for example, a person, he's got children. So a father, he loves his children to be around him. He loves his children to be next to him. But a particular son, he sent him at a distance. He sent him somewhere very far. Why the father sent him? The father had some work. So therefore, he sent that son away to a distance. So how that father, those children that are by him, he loves them also. But special attention for that child. Why he went for my work? And he would have also been in front of me. So the father loves that child as well. Similarly, we coming back for the work of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to fulfill the mission of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we'll enjoy the closeness with Nabi alayhi salam as well. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya rab, jaan is tarah tujh par luta de. that when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala favored us, Allah Ta'ala took us to Madinatul Munawwara, that whose favor it is that we went to Madinatul Munawwara, this is the kindness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala took us to Madinatul Munawwara, then on your threshold we place our forehead, O Allah. We lower ourselves before you, O Allah, that you took us there, jaan is tarah tujh par luta de, and in this manner we give our life for you, O Allah. On dar par mera sar ho ya Rab, that our head is at your threshold at Makkah, our head is at Makkah Sharif, and jaan is tarah tujh par luta de, at the multazam. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya Rab, my head is at the multazam, and in this way we will give our life. That this is the purpose of our creation. What have we been created for? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِعَبُدُونَ. We have been created for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, for the worship of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Yes, a person has to work also, a person has his personal needs, a person has to relieve himself, a person has to eat, etc. So there also a person should make niyat, that all this I'm doing so that I can return, I'm going to sleep now, I will wake, with the intention I will wake up in the morning, I have to perform my tahajjud salah, I have to perform my fajr salah, so that sleeping also becomes ibadat. He's eating, I will gain strength to make the ibadat of Allah, that also becomes so I can make the ibadat of Allah, that also becomes ibadat. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se multazam par ye mange dua'e, that O Allah, through your kindness make me yours, O Allah. And this is the dua that we make at multazam, that at multazam this is a place where du'as are accepted. And how don't people stand there, how don't they cry and beg before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? You also learn that from mashayikh we have to learn how to make dua, otherwise we would have been asking only for dunya, what else would we have been asking for? But mashayikh have taught us, our hazrat has taught us, our dada shaykh has taught us, that here we ask for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes ours, then everything becomes ours. Tu ek mera to har shay meri. Wallah, if you are mine, then everything is mine. Zameen meri, falak mera. The earth is also mine, the heavens are also mine. Ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Wallah, if you are not mine, nothing is mine, wallah. Hazrat explained that if Allah is not ours, you can be living in the best of mansion, but that same mansion, a husband and wife, they can't live in peace. If Allah is not ours, a man can be driving the latest Mercedes Benz on the market, but that same Mercedes Benz, a person meets in an accident, he loses his life. But if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ours, a person is living in a simple house, he's eating a simple meal, he's driving a simple car, but what enjoyment a person has. Dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, jitne alam ho tujh par luta de. What is the reality of both the worlds? In comparison to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it's got no reality. And how many worlds there are, all this will sacrifice for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the both worlds put together, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a cheap bargain. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Allah? Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya Rab, tere darde muhabbat sunaye. That in the entire world we will travel, we will go throughout the entire world, and we will inform people, we will make people hear regarding the pain of your love, the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Azmua Ilyas Tab rahmatullahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him to do this work of da'wat and tabligh. He started this work perhaps on his own, and then just a few people. Today throughout the world, the work of da'wat and tabligh is taking place. Every perhaps remote, perhaps every remote corner in the world, there is a masjid that is there, somebody is performing salah there, adhan is being given over there. Similarly, we find that the lovers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Hazrat is mentioning that love which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has placed in them, their desire is that they must go with this love throughout the four corners of the world. And in spite of age, in spite of health, that their health may be not in favor of them, but in spite of this, how much of suffer they make, how much they travel, so that people can gain this love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Tere dard muhabbat sunakar saale alam ko majnu banaye. That after informing the people and telling the people of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, make the entire world also, make them insane, make them majnu in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That they can also have a taste of what is this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will come into the heart, then we find automatically gunas will also go out of the life of a person. This Hazrat explains that just bring Allah in our heart, and all the illnesses of the heart automatically will come out of the heart now. Tere dard muhabbat sunakar sare alam ko majnu banaye. And after informing them and telling them of your love, make the entire world insane. Sare alam ko majnu banakar mere maula tere geet gaaye. And after entire world now is insane in the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, madly in love with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, now we will sing the praises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Lazzat e qurb paakar teri ham, lazzat e do jahan bhul jaye. When a person will now taste the enjoyment of the closeness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then the enjoyment of both the worlds would be forgotten. All the enjoyment, the luxuries and the comforts of the world, all the glitter and the glamour of this world, when a person has got Allah in his heart, what is all the glitter and the glamour of the world? It has no position, it has no status whatsoever. Dar ba dar dhoondta hai ye akhtar, ahle dard e muhabbat ko paaye. That everywhere, Hazrat says, that Hazrat is looking for the lovers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That ahle dard e muhabbat paaye, that where can we find the lovers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Why, when you find the lovers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we will stay with the lovers of Allah. We will make the khidmat of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by doing this, we will get their du'as. And that love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that is burning in their heart, that love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will then be transferred in us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq inshaAllah.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا رحمت اللہ علیہ نور اللہ مرقدہ مزعہ کا عارفانہ کلام, جس کا مضمون ہے لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, پیش خدمت ہے.
لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. کی ہے جس نے بھی ہجرت تیرے نام پر, کی ہے جس نے بھی ہجرت تیرے نام پر, پا گیا وہ بہار وطن, پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے, ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے. اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن, اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. یہ ہے فیضان آہو فغا دیکھ لو, یہ ہے فیضان آہو فغا دیکھ لو. دامن کو ہمیں دل ہے کیسا مگن, دامن کو ہمیں دل ہے کیسا مگن. بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء.
حضرت والا بہت ہی عزم اور جزم کے ساتھ فرما رہے ہیں,
بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء,
یعنی ضرور بھی ضرور وہ آدمی اولیاء کی نسبت پا لے گا. کون؟
جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن. بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء, بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء. جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن, جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں. عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں. کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. آمین. کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو, کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو. زندہ باد وطن, زندہ باد وطن.
اردو میں ہم کہتے ہیں وطن زندہ باد, وطن زندہ باد. جو جس ملک میں رہتا ہے وہ کہتا ہے کہ میرا وطن زندہ باد. حضرت فرماتے ہیں کہ میں کس طرح یہ کہوں, اس لیے کہ ہمارا وطن کہاں ہے؟ مدینہ شریف. کیسے خوبصورت انداز میں حضرت نے جو ہے ہم کو سبق دیا ہے.
کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے دوستو.
وہاں پاکستان میں ہمیشہ نعرہ لگتا ہے پاکستان زندہ باد, پاکستان زندہ باد.
کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو.
میں کس طرح کہوں, یہ کیا کہوں؟
زندہ باد وطن, زندہ باد وطن.
آگے سنیے.
ہے وطن میں, ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے. ہے وطن میں, ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے. اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن. اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن. نیک لوگوں میں ہو سا ہی بے درد دل. نیک لوگوں میں ہو سا ہی بے درد دل. ہے چمن میں کوئی جیسے رس کے چمن. ہے چمن میں کوئی جیسے رش کے چمن. روز و شب ہے, روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہ و فغا. روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہ و فغا.
آہ و فغا کیا ہے؟
بخش دے روز محشر مجھے دلمنن.
آمین یا رب العالمین.
بخش دے روز محشر مجھے دلمنن. روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہ و فغا. بخش دے روز محشر مجھے دلمنن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن. اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دست و دمن.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نحمد و نصلی علی رسول کریم. اے بیوٹیفل چیئر آف حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, مے اللہ تبارک تعالی ہیز میڈ دی اشعار آف دس گریٹ مین that it shows his inside qualities and feelings of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when we hear it, it gives us a relationship also and a connection, so you can understand what the man himself had. Because a word, a person's kitab, when you read it, the asar that you take from it is going to be a minute amount of what really is that man himself wrote it. So that feeling that he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lazzat-e zikr, نام خدا ہے چمن. اٹ از ان دا نیم آف آل مائٹی اللہ.
or in the enjoyment of taking the name of my Allah, that is my garden. With the rest of the world, we look for places of holiday, and we say we're very tired with our work, and now we have to go out, and someone's going to New Zealand, someone's going to Australia, someone's going to the beach, someone's going to the mountains, and every person is saying, I'm going to cool off. But there are those people who Allah Tabarakallah blesses them with that quality, that they can cool off on the musalla. That with the name of Allah Tabarakallah, every gham left. They left their own gham, they left the gham of the world. May Allah Tabarakallah bless us with that. لَذَّتَ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَاهِ چَمَن. He says, in the beautiful name of my Allah, the enjoyment that I find there, that's my garden. اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. And for me, a jungle is when I forget my Allah. When I become negligent of my Allah. When people are talking, but my Allah is not remembered. Then immediately I feel funny in that majlis. I feel I want to pull out of that majlis. That's a jungle for me. That's a place of wairani. That is a place I do not enjoy. Ki hai jisne bhi hijrat tere naam par. Pa gaya wo bahare watan. Thereafter, Hazrat makes ishara towards hijrat. One was the asal hijrat of Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. And thereafter, every type of hijrat where man leaves his desires, his enjoyments, and he moves out of that there to a land or a place where he can find Almighty Allah. The first hijrat was Makkah Mukarramah. This was a land of aman and sukoon. This was a place that if you lived in Makkah Mukarramah, you were Quraysh. Wherever you travel, no one would attack you, because everyone knew of Abraha's incident. You were a protected caravan where everybody else was being attacked. Makkah Mukarramah was the land. The environment was there, the air was there. But then because of Islam, that area of Makkah Mukarramah, which was really a garden, but because they could not take Almighty Allah's name with enjoyment, that now would become their jungle. And slowly, slowly, Sahaba radiallahu anhu started going away. But when they came to Medina Munawwara, at that time it was Yathrib. And it was not conducive to their habits. They found that the air was not according to their own tabiat. Sahaba radiallahu anhum felt sick. Bilal radiallahu anhu started reading Ash'ar. In the Ash'ar he's saying, when can I go back to my land of Makkah Mukarramah? Aisha radiallahu anha explains to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, things are not easy for Sahaba radiallahu anhum. On the name of Allah they made hijrat, but the land is not. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifts up his hands and he says, oh Allah, whatever plague is in this land, take it and put it somewhere else. And then he says, oh Allah, the barakah of Makkah Mukarramah, make it double that even of Medina, of Makkah. The barakah of Medina Munawwara, make it double that of Makkah Mukarramah. And suddenly Yathrib becomes the city of Taiba, the city of beauty, the city of enjoyment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for the grains of Medina Munawwara, for the people of Medina Munawwara, for everything of Medina Munawwara. So Hazrat then says that that person who made hijrat on the name of Allah, pa gaya wo bahare watan, the garden and enjoyment he was finding in his own house, he was now going to find it here. And this hijrat Allah Tabarakala speaks about in Quran, which every person can make this hijrat. Allah Tabarakala says, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ أَرْضِي وَاسِعَةٌ فَإِيَّايَ فَعْبُدُونَ. That, oh my servants, every person says times are very hard, or environments are very hard. But when you tell him, pull out of your environment, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Rahimullah would ask the people, pull out for 40 days, pull out for 4 months, pull out for 3 days, go to a khanka, go to a markaz, go somewhere, pull out of your environment to find Almighty Allah. At that time the person says, too busy. So a time will come when man will stand up and say, times were very hard. I could not make that small hijrat, forget the big hijrat. Allah Tabarakallah says, oh, ya ibadiya alladhina amanu, oh my servants, inna ardi wasi'a, the land is very big. If certain places are not conducive, then go somewhere else. If you find you cannot find Almighty Allah in one place, then come on Tuesday night to Azadwal. And maybe here you will find Almighty Allah. Go somewhere else and you will find Almighty Allah. You will have to search for Ya Allah and then you will find. فَإِيَّا يَفَعْبُدُونَ. And if a person says, but I can't leave my family, and I can't leave my job, and I can't leave my children, then Allah Tabarakala says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. One day you have to leave everything. But you rather leave it on that day when you found Allah, instead of leaving the world when you never found Allah. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. If you will make this hijrat, go and search for Allah. لَنُبَوِّئَنَّهُم مِّنَ الْجَنَّةِ غُرَفًا. We have left your lovely room and your lovely bedroom to come and sleep in the masjid for two nights. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, I will give you a paradise. I will give you that hotel which you can never imagine. And أُبَوِّ أَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ غُرَفًا. Such rooms I have prepared for them in Jannah. تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. That under it there will be rivers flowing. نِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. What a reward I have kept. But for who is this reward? You'll have to make little bit of sabr. Pull out of environment. أَلَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. You will have to make sabr. One is sabr and the other is man always thinks, if I leave, if I go 40 days in the path of Allah, who'll look after my shop? So Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. You will have to put trust in Almighty Allah. Go out and search for Allah. الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And then finally Allah Tabarak Ta'ala gives one example. That if you really feel that if you leave your shop for 5 days, 10 days, and you go out in the qafla of the men of Almighty Allah, you go out in a jamaat with the men of Almighty Allah, you come and sit in a khanka for a couple of days to find Almighty Allah, if you really feel that your sustenance will then close, then وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةِ اللَّهَ تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا. Then how many animals there are in the world? That you know all of them, but you will not see one of them carrying his sustenance where he goes. When the time comes for his lunch gets delivered to him. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةِ اللَّهُ فَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةِ اللَّهَ تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا. Allah looks after them, وَإِيَّاكُمْ. And Allah looks after you also. So it's this year to make this hijrat. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala grant us that we can all search for Allah. That hijrat could be from our house to the masjid, that is a hijrat. That hijrat could be from a town to a town. That hijrat could be going for umrah and going for hajj. And that hijrat at times could be to leave forever my land and to go to another land. But to find Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, may Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make that our maqsad of life. Hey, zaruri gunaho kubi chor de. And then he says, oh my friend, when you make this hijrat, then remember in that hijrat the main thing is you can't take sin with you also. You are going out in the path of Allah, you are coming to the khanka, you have made a hijrat from your wife halal, from your children halal, but don't take the mobile and bring haram with you also. And then when the person says, what are you doing? He said, I'm spending 40 days in the masjid searching for Allah. But at night you're also searching for other things. You'll have to leave guna. Asal hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Hijrat is not just to leave my house, it is to leave everything besides Allah and to come look for Allah. Ye hai faizan aho fuha deklo damane ko me dil hai kaisa magan. Most likely Hazrat refers to here at the bottom of Mount Tur. Of Medina Munawara. There is the bottom of the mountain. He says, look at this here. This was the result of that cries of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that today the whole world comes and what feeling they got at the bottom of a mountain. Otherwise, what do you have at a mountain? At a mountain you see nothing, there is no scenery, there is no enjoyment. But every believer got a certain nisbat with Mount Uhud. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a mountain of Jannah. It loves us, we love it. Every person looks at this, say, what a mountain. This is the result of the dua, that the mountain became a garden. بِلْ يَقِينَ فَائِغَا نِسْبَتِ اُولِيَا جِسْكَ دِلْ كُو لَگِي هَي خُدَا سَي لَگَن. And then Hazrat explains that to find Almighty Allah is not very very hard. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has not made it impossible. It is possible, but it needs a desire, that is all. And this, for this Allah Tabarak Ta'ala created the mashayikh to create that desire. When that desire will come, and he says, وَدْ يَقِينَ, I can tell you, you will find the relationship of the awliya. If in your heart there is that feeling, that connection with Almighty Allah. Shahre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahi aashiqon ka suna hai wahi hai watan. We have heard from the lovers of Almighty Allah that the house or the town of my beloved, for the lover, that is my town. I live in Joburg, I live in Durban, but my city, if my sheikh is in Azadwal, then that is my city. What's happening in Azadwal? And as a believer, wherever I am in the world, there's a thing of nationalism and tribalism and having your own country and worrying about. For a believer, my feeling is Medina Munawwara. That the city of my beloved, it is the talk of the lovers, that wherever my beloved is, that is my watan. Fir Madine ki lazzat kume kya kahu. So what can I explain to you regarding the enjoyment of Medina Munawwara? Kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. And he says, ah, if only Madina Munawwara was my land. And this is the desire of every ashik of Allah Tabarak Ta'ala. For some, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala fulfills that desire in this world, that they pass away in Madina Munawwara. And for others, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala takes them away in different countries of the world. One benefit ulama have written is that so that every country can get a special shower of Almighty Allah's mercy. If every Ashik had to pass away in Medina Munawwara, then what will the other lands have to draw the mercy of Almighty Allah? But for those Ashiks, Allah Tabarakallah have made it that in the world of Barzakh there are no barriers. In the world of the grave there are no barriers. The one whose heart is with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, once he goes in grave, Allah Tabarakallah makes his body with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Kis tarah mein kahu dil se ae dosto. Hazrat finally explains that, oh my friends, with what heart can I say, like how you are saying, Zindabad ae watan, Zindabad ae watan. Like how Kharisab explained that in Pakistan, they all say, Pakistan Zindabad. He said, how can I say this? This is not my watan. You all are saying Pakistani, you are a Pakistani. He said, I'm not a Pakistani, I'm a man of Medina Munawwara. If I have to say it, hey watan mein, magar Medine mein hai. Hey watan mein, magar dil Medine mein hai. And if you say, but you live in Pakistan, he says, I do live in Pakistan. My body is here, but my heart is there in Medina Munawwara. Hey Medine, sida tujh pe ho sad watan. He says, oh Medina Munawwara, may 1,000 cities be sacrificed to you. Look at my one Pakistan, and my one India, and my one South Africa. All the cities in the world, you are my watan. Nek logo mein ho sahibe dard dil, hai chaman mein koi jaise rashke chaman. And then Hazrat explains, what is the difference between a pious person and a man who has that connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and who got a loving relationship with Almighty Allah. He says, they are all pious. But he says, in the gathering of the pious, the one who is connected with Almighty Allah, his example is like in a garden, you have different flowers, but you got one flower which is the envy of the garden. But when anyone comes, his eye falls on that flower. He says, a man who got connection with Almighty Allah, he is the envy of the garden. Roze shab hai ye akhtar ki aho fuha. Day and night, this is the dua of akhtar. May Allah tabarakallah elevate Hazrat's ranks. Far and far, what and what love he has thought. And may Allah tabarakallah elevate the ranks of our honorable Shaykh. Because had it not been for him, we would never have made even a connection with this man of Almighty Allah. Forget finding the relationship with Almighty Allah. He says, day and night it is the dua of this akhtar. Bakhsh de roze mahchar mujayazul minan. That Almighty Allah forgives me on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah tabarakallah forgive all of us. May Allah tabarakallah elevate such ranks. May Allah tabarakallah bless our Shaykh with great levels of wilayat. May Allah tabarakallah make Hazrat Fuyuz aam and tam. May Allah tabarakallah bless Hazrat wa tam and mukammal shifa.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhu nidar. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے, سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے. تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو, الہی رہوں بس خبردار تیرا. لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار ہوں. مجھ کو فقط ہو تجھ سے محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کون و مکان میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگیں جن و انس و حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون و مکان میں لائق سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تاد تاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ألف لام ميم اللهم لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العفو الأكرم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم مسرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك لا تملك منها شيئا فإذا فعلت ذلك فإنك كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, tomorrow the program will take place after the Fajr Salah. We're having a Dhikr Majlis and a small bayan. And inshallah at 10 o'clock until Zuhr Salah, the program will continue at 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. It will be our monthly Mashwara regarding the Islahi Jalsa and the preparations made for it. And after the Majlis will continue. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Inshallah wa la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka.